Good morning. When I was young, the pastor in my parish, long time ago, every Sunday, he always started the homily with a question. And then he walked back and forth and asking, hey, answer that, answer that. And then one day, one Sunday, he had a question and he picked me. And then I stood up and I got the wrong answer. And then all the kids around me laughed at me. And from that moment, I hated my pastor so much. And then next week, he's still like doing that, had a question. And he walked out there and then in my mind, like, don't, Father, don't pick me, okay? I'm done with you already, don't. So I grew up with that idea, and I was so afraid of like coming to Mass on Sunday because I was so afraid of picking up like that. So yeah, today I have a question, but I will not asking you, okay? So you're good to go, so you're happy. The first reading today that God, he gave us the Ten Commandments. But why the question for you today, why? Why did God give everyone at that time for us, for you and for me, the Ten Commandments? The answer is because he loves you. In order to, okay, but he loves you is so general, right? So I'll prove that in my homily with my three words. First, the Old Covenant. The word covenant in Hebrew means, so the English translation that we usually say like making the covenant, but in the word Hebrews, the word covenant means that cutting. Covenant. So when you make a covenant, you have an animal, you cut it half and half, and both parties keep it half. So blood was over there. So they need to see a blood of animal to make a covenant between two parties. Okay. So what happened if one party breaks the covenant? The penalty is death. You're gonna die if you break the covenant with me. So the Old Covenant, from that we learn a lot, like the, an idea about the Old Covenant. Covenant is also different than agreement or a contract. So what difference is that? So the covenant and the contract, maybe like on the paper you sign, and then your signature, and then you sign, and then you're good to go. Study the contract. But the covenant is God establishes a relationship with you. That is different. So the key point is to understand the covenant is relationship. The Old Covenant, God, he gave the Ten Commandments. Okay, if you keep my commandments, okay, I will keep you. I will take you under my wings, and I will use my power to protect you as long as you keep my commandments. So the Old Covenant God established with Moses, and he gave the Ten Commandments to people. So keep this one, and I'll keep my word. That is the Old Covenant. Moving on to the New Covenant, which is my second point. The Old Covenant, and now we have the New Covenant. The New Covenant reminds us a lot about Jesus' covenant. So Jesus' covenant, so remember the blood, okay? Remember the blood, like keep half and half, and remember the death, like the penalty. If you don't keep the covenant, you're gonna die. So Jesus, he took the old covenant into the new covenant. The new covenant is so powerful with 3 points. So first, God, he wants to establish with you and with me forever, permanent covenant. The second is God, he himself in Jesus Christ pour out his blood, like the real blood. The old blood is from animal. The new blood is he himself, God, he himself. This is my blood, and I will pour it out for you. That is my new covenant. Okay? But the most important point for you, for me to remember this one. So remember the penalty, the death. God not only poured out his blood to prove his covenant, but also he's willing to pay a price for you, because he knows that human being will break the covenant with him. But he's ready for that. I know, because he knows the future perfectly. So he knows these people. He established a covenant with you, and also he knows that these people will betray me. So I am ready to pay a price that I wanna die for them. They don't need to die, but I'm gonna die for them. Because remember the penalty, the death. I am ready to die, to pour out my blood, to prove that I will love them. Because do you remember the covenant like I make to you for years, for thousand years ago? Because the Old Testament, like I established with you the Old Testament and the Old Covenant. And if you or and me, if either of us break the covenant, you have to die. But now you don't need to do that, because I know that I'm gonna die for you. So the powerful to answer why God gives you the Ten Commandments, because he loves you at that point, because he's ready to die for you. He knows that you're gonna be a breaker. He knows that you're gonna be a failure to keep the covenant. That's why I'm ready to die. The last word for you and for me, we have the old covenant, the new covenant, and the last is eternal covenant. But where do you hear that? In the moment at Mass, you will hear this word. Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood. Okay? The word of blood. The blood of the new and eternal covenant. Okay? The blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many. So the word is the eternal covenant with God. God, he wants to love you, but not only love you, but he wants to love you eternally. He wants to establish with you the relationship from all eternity. The key point is eternal. Not only the old, the new, but now eternally. I will make my promise. I will love you until the day, until the end. Until the end. And this is, do you familiar with that? Like, you will love your spouse until the end? That is your covenant. And remember, like, the penalty for that. Remember, when you make a covenant, you establish a relationship with your spouses. So the covenant was so important. It's so powerful that God, he not only to make the old covenant, the new covenant, but also eternal covenant, because he wants to love you eternally. He wants to establish with you eternally. That's why, in order to prove that the Ten Commandments is the love for you, that God, okay, now I give you the Ten Commandments. Keep that, because I loved you, because I want to establish with you a covenant. Keep that with you and live with that. So invite you all, maybe take the Ten Commandments seriously. Why? Why I need to take the Ten Commandments seriously? Because God takes that seriously. Why I need to keep Ten Commandments? It looks like it doesn't relate to me. Like, I don't believe in God. I hate him. I don't believe in him. Why I need to take his seriously? He himself took that seriously. And he did that. He died on the cross. This is my blood, because I know you're gonna break the covenant. So I poured out my blood, the death, to gain for you again your soul, your salvation. Invite you all to reflect on the Ten Commandments today for this week, because that is a sign of love, that He gives you the Ten Commandments in order to love you, but not only love you, but love you eternally.